Speaker we have today is Minjing Sung, and she's going to be telling us about using phytase as a, or the isotopic tracing value of phytases. So with that, Minjing Sung.
Morning, everyone. So I would like to talk about the enzyme specificity for the degradation of phytase. Use different phytase and acid phosphatase. So first, what is phytase? If you look at its structure here, it contains a six carbon ring, which is enough to ring, and connected with six facet groups. It looks like a turtle. So the turtle's head, arms, legs, and tail represent different facet groups at different positions. So a phytate is a very common organic phosphorus in the environment. It is quite stable, but could be rapidly degraded by different enzymes and releasing orthophosphate and inositophosphate isomers, which is ITX. Here I represent inositol rings, and P represents phosphate, and X is the number of phosphate groups. So why we care about phytate? In an environment, plant can take phosphorus and synthesize phytate as a principal phosphorus storage. And when plant die, phytate is released and accumulated into soil. On the other hand, animal can eat plant, but they cannot digest phytate. So phytate is excreted with animal waste. So those phytate finally they will transfer to water body and finally impact the water quality. So in our previous study, we have monitored phytate in water and sediment in East Creek in Del Mawa area. Here is a map for the sampling site. L represents agriculture farm, which is the head of the river, and A is the mouth of the river, which directly points to the Chesapeake Bay. And we found that both phytate and the orthophosphate concentration in L site were much higher than the other sites, which indicate that significant amount of phytate is degraded and orthophosphate is released to open water. So since one phytate molecule can release six orthophosphate, it is a really big phosphorus contributor to the environment. So here I also want to briefly talk about phosphate oxygen isotope and its applications, which was used as an important tool in our research. So as we know, phosphorus, it has several radium isotopes, but it has only one stable isotope, which could not be used to trace phosphorus process in the environment. Fortunately, phosphorus it occurs primarily as orthophosphate in the environment, so which permits to use the stable isotope of oxygen in the phosphorus as a potential transfer for phosphorus process. So phosphorus oxygen isotopes is commonly defined as delta O18, as this equation shows. And there are several advances to use this tool. First, during abiotic processes, there's no oxygen exchange between phosphorus and water, so which means no isotope effect. During biotic processes, the oxygen exchange between orthophosphate and water brings equilibrium or kinetic isotope effect, which brings important information for using these two to assess tracking a different phosphorus process of compounds in the environment. So in our project, we are aimed to address the following questions. First, what are the phytate degradation products and the pathways by different enzymes? And second, what are the isotope effects during phytate enzymatic degradation? And finally, can we use stable oxygen isotope to trace phytate source and its degradation products in the environment? So based on that, the experiment was designed as following. 1 or 2 millimolar of phytate was incubated with four kinds of different enzymes, including two kinds of phytase and two kinds of acid phosphatase. And the samples were taken at different time after stop reaction. The generated product were analyzed using ion chromatography, NMR, and isotope ratio mass. The kinetic results of the enzymatic degradation shows that phytate, it could be rapidly degraded by wheat phytase and Aspergillus niger phytase, as well as acid phosphatase from wheat germ. So the reaction completed around 24 hours, and finally five out of six phosphate moieties were released from phytate. And however, for the acid phosphatase from potato, it's a little bit different. Phytate was gradually degraded, and finally more than five phosphate moieties were released during a 10 days incubation period, which achieved a higher yield than the other three enzymes. So after that, we separate and identify the different degradation products using different tools. First, we use ion chromatography. IC is a very powerful tool which can separate up to 27 ITX isomers from IT6 to IT2. So however, IT1 here could not be separated by using ion chromatography because of overlapping. So it was further analyzed using P30 NMR. Here is the figure shows the different products generated by wheat phytase. We can easily find that IT6 was degraded, gradually degraded, and while the other ITX isomers formed and degraded again. So based on the results of ion chromatography and NMR, we can easily identify the degradation products by different enzymes. For example, for wheat phytase, it can break down phosphate groups from phytate first at full position in the first step, and then generated different a series of different IDX isomers in the major degradation pathway. It can also break down phosphate group at five position in the first step, and then generation another minor degradation pathways. And for Aspergillus niger phytase, it could be break down phytate from three or six position in the first step, and then generation a series of different ITX isomers. So the result shows different enzymes, they could break down phytate from start with different position and generate different degradation products, and finally generate different degradation pathways. So since autophosphate could be released step by step from phytate at different position, we were thinking, do those different phosphate moieties in phytate have different isotope composition, or can we use oxygen isotope composition of the released phosphate to trace phytate in the environment? So we measured released phosphate oxygen isotope during the incubation. The results show that the oxygen phosphate accumulated at different times show the same phosphate oxygen isotope values, which means that all the phosphate moieties at different position from phytate have the same oxygen isotope composition, which is very important information and indicating that oxygen isotope 2 could be used to identify the original source of phytate and its released orthosterone phosphate. However, for different enzymes, the value of phosphate oxygen isotope were different. For example, for aspergillus nitrate phytase, release of phosphate isotope values are 2 per mil heavier than those from wheat phytase. So why was that? As we mentioned before, there is a kinetic isotope effect during different phosphor process. So in our previous study, we have found that during phytate enzymatic degradation, the PO bond in orthophosphate here was broken, and one oxygen from water came in and formed a new orthophosphate here. In the released orthophosphate, 3 oxygen were inherited from original phytate, and while one oxygen is incorporated from water, that means 17% of oxygen is from phytate and 25% of oxygen is from water. And during this incorporation, there is a preference between heavier and lighter water. When there is a difference between O18 and O16, which brings isotopic fractionation. The isotopic fractionation factor here is defined as the water oxygen isotope, the difference of water oxygen isotope between incorporated water and ambient water. It could be calculated based on this equation. So after that, we measured oxygen isotopes about phytate and ambient water, as well as released orthophosphate. And the fractionation factor were calculated. And different enzymes, they showed different fractionation factor values, which means fractionation factors are specific to the enzyme type. And since different fractionation factors will result different oxygen isotope values for released orthophosphate, which we can say that using phosphate oxygen isotopes can be a potential tool to trans different enzymatic processes. Secondly, the fractionation factor during the degradation period are all positive, which means that incorporated oxygen is heavier than the ambient oxygen in water. It also indicates that for those 4 enzymes, they might have comparable reaction mechanisms. So briefly, I would like to say we found that different enzymes, they showed different degradation products, degradation pathways, and also different isotope effects during phytate degradation. And more important, different phosphate moieties in phytate, they have the same oxygen isotope values. All of these results provide very useful information to use the oxygen stable oxygen isotope tools to choose the or identify the original source of phytate and its released orthophosphate, as well as the different enzymatic process in the environment. Thank you for your attention. I would like to take any questions.
It is well known that there is isotopic exchange between oxygen of water and oxygen of phosphate. You mentioned that one start of oxygen in phosphate split it from phytate coming from water, but it's the question of time.
Mm-hmm.
So which period of time you measure this? 1 quarter and not complete exchange of oxygen with water?
Yeah, I think you you might want to talk about the equilibrium, difference between equilibrium and kinetic isotope effect, right? Yeah. Yeah. For the equilibrium isotope effect, there have some equilibrium time for oxygen exchange to complete from oxygen phosphate and water isotope. But for kinetic isotope effect, like for enzymatic degradation, the oxygen exchange happens very fast during the process. So we have measured the released oxygen phosphate from the beginning till the end of the reaction from time zero to 24 hours or 10 days, and we found that the released phosphate isotope remains the same. That is for kinetic isotope effect result. Thank you.
Just going to add on that, this is a one-way reaction. The disequilibrium reaction is just the enzyme cuts the bone, oxygen comes in, nothing happens next. If there's a body system going on, then it starts to have a two-way exchange. So the one-way exchange is the one reaction, fixed fraction is done. For the sake of time, we're going to have time for questions.
Thank you.
But, yeah.
Thank you, Dr. Sun.
All right.